Drive Time on RTE Radio 1, sponsored by Zurich. When investment performance matters, make sure your savings are with Zurich. Visit Zurich.ie to find out more.
Now, as we heard earlier, Taliban officials confirmed 13 people were killed in two explosions outside Kabul's airport. Meanwhile, the Pentagon confirmed that a number of US service members were killed in the attack and others are being treated for their wounds. I'm joined now by our Washington correspondent, Brian O'Donovan. Brian, the Pentagon issued this statement just under an hour ago or so. What else is known?
Well, that's all we have at the moment from the Pentagon on an official level, Cormac. A number of US service members. Several US media outlets, however, reporting that it was four. Four Marines have been killed and that others have been injured. And this, of course, adds a new layer and a new level of concern, of upset, of anger, following on from what had already, of course, been a devastating attack. It has thrown the White House into disarray today. The US President Joe Biden had a number of things on his schedule. They've all been postponed or delayed. He was supposed to have a COVID briefing. He was supposed to meet the Prime Minister of Israel. He was supposed to have a virtual call with governors. Everything scrapped. He moved to the Situation Room for several hours today while he was briefed on the latest in Afghanistan. We understand that in the last hour he has moved to the Oval Office. And of course, there is huge questions now for him. What happens next? And remember, this is what Joe Biden was warning about for the last few days, saying the longer we stay in Afghanistan, the more likely we are to be targeted by this kind of an attack. And this was the excuse he was using and the reason he was holding on to for sticking so rigidly to that August 31st deadline. But the big question now is, what happens next? Will we see the deadline extended? Will we see more US troops being sent in to try to secure that airport perimeter? Or will the reverse occur? Will it speed up the deadline? And will we see the withdrawal of troops happening even faster in the coming days?
He's probably preparing his remarks to the media now in that Oval Office, Brian. How do you think he'll approach this?
I think, first off, he probably will point to the fact that this is what I said was going to happen. This is what I said could have happened if we stayed any longer. We knew it was an unstable situation and we knew we had to get out. But just because Joe Biden predicted this, Cormac, it has not lessened any of the criticism of him. Key members of the Republican Party, political opponents out in force today saying that this is on him, this is his fault, this is the result of the botched evacuation effort from Kabul airport that created these throngs of people, these huge crowds and this target for a terrorist attack. Others less vocal, less critical of him, but still huge, huge concern being expressed. And of course, the fact that in the last few minutes, we have it confirmed that US personnel are among those dead, added layer of concern, upset, anger, and really will put the pressure on him to act. We are expecting some sort of statement later on today from him. Everybody will be seeing what the next steps are.
Okay, we'll leave it there for the moment. Brian O'Donovan, our Washington correspondent, thank you very much indeed.